You are listening to the Doug Hagman Radio Show, weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And now the man behind the mic, a private investigator with over 30 years under his belt, Doug Hagman.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6 a.m. on the West Coast of America, 9 a.m. here in the East. Welcome to Hagman. It's the Doug Hagman Investigative Hour for today. It is Tuesday, February 6, 2018. If my voice sounds a little bit raspy, it is. 5 hours of broadcasting yesterday. I appeared on the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars hosted the fourth hour yesterday. Collusion. How's that? But joining forces in some respects to get the news, get the truth out there to the American public, the starved American public. The truth behind what is taking place right now. It's historic. I cannot. There's no way for me to understate what is taking place right now. You are witnessing history being made and being made by the hour. It's hard to keep up. Get your scorecard out. What I attempt to do is I attempt to walk you through the information that you need to know. And I rely upon others, okay? For example, Sean Hannity last night, Sarah Carter, Greg Jarrett provided just a wealth of information. Now, it's difficult when you have multiple guests on a platform like that to get into depth, the necessary depth to convey understanding. So I want to build on that a little bit today in this program. All of the right now, what we're witnessing, and this is so important to understand, is the unraveling of the deep state. It's the exposing of the bad actors, and there's no other way to put it. The deep state, the shadow government, the individuals and entities who want to put an end to the United States, who want to overturn still today an election from 2016, who want to remove Donald Trump from office, who want to shred the Constitution. All of these actions, this agenda is alive and well today. And it's being exposed for exactly what it is. Names are being named. Finally, we have members of Congress as well as members of the House. Now, don't please understand, there are two different houses of Congress here. You've got the Senate and you've got the House. And many people make the mistake of conflating the two, going back to Joe McCarthy. I speak often of the McCarthy era. Well, Joe McCarthy was absolutely 100% correct. Okay, now, he was a senator, and many, I'm using this as an example for right now. Often, you will hear even today, even by some of the well-learned pundits on television, mistakenly conflate or confuse the Senate, Senator Joe McCarthy, for example, with the House Un-American Intelligence or Un-American Intelligence Activity Committee, House American. You know what I mean. Getting tongue-tied there. But what, I guess what I'm saying is understand the different initiatives. It's so important, so critical to understand what is taking place. You've got the House today. Now, I'm talking about today now. You've got the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. And then, of course, you've got the Senate Judiciary Committee. Two different bodies, two different mandates, two different areas of investigation, if you will. Yesterday, Senator Grassley released a memo, or a memo, I guess, is the memorandum, whatever you want to call a letter, if you will, that made news. Now, to bring this in, to lay the foundation for today's program, what I want to do is cut right through a lot of the stuff you already know, and get right to the heart of the matter. I'm going to, in order to lay the foundation, I want to turn to Sarah Carter, what she stated yesterday about Senator Grassley and what he has done. This is so critically important for everyone to understand, because what you're hearing today will be in the news in the short term, tomorrow, the next day, in the next week. All right, so we have to keep up with this and make sure we're precise when we talk, and when we just make sure we understand it, because there is so much out there. My goodness, there's so much. Again, everything is breaking, it seems like, not just on a daily basis, but on an hourly basis. So for the foundation of this episode, this broadcast today, the Doug Hagmann Investigative Hour, I'm going to turn to the, about 14 minutes into Sean Hannity last night, Sarah Carter talking about what has taken place yesterday and what we can see coming in the near term. Go ahead, cue. It's already queued. All right, play clip one. This is Sarah Carter from February 5th of 2018.
Well, Sean, I think, first of all, the memorandum and the criminal referral that was released today by Senator Grassley, according to a number of sources that I've spoken with, just even as before I got on the show with you tonight, they say that Senator Grassley is literally right above the target. Imagine if 95% of this criminal referral was not redacted, what we would see. What we know now is that Christopher Steele was in contact with friends of Hillary Clinton and persons at the State Department, that he was being fed allegations on President Trump through these associates of Clinton, and that he put together a second dossier. This is stunning, because not only did he include some of that information from the second dossier in the dossier that was used to obtain the FISA application, but we know now that some of these allegations actually came from people close to Hillary Clinton. This was very political. It shows, according
to the sources. Wait a minute. So friends of Hillary Clinton are giving Christopher Steele information. Walk it from there. And then that information is used to create a phony dossier confirmed by Clinton friends. And then that's used for a FISA warrant. And the FISA judge isn't told Clinton paid for it.
So I think this is what's so compelling here. The argument on the Democratic side and former Obama administration officials is that Russia somehow colluded with the Trump administration. But all the evidence shows that Christopher Steele, a foreign British agent, by the way, he's a foreign agent.
I thought it was bad for foreign agents to influence our election, Sarah. I read that somewhere. I heard that on fake news CNN.
Yeah. So not only do we have, you know, a British agent, but the British agent is now gathering evidence and information, alleged evidence and information from Russians to put in this dossier. And not only that, he's also in contact with Clinton allies who are also feeding him allegations. And somehow he's using those allegations to buttress off of the Russians in order to compile a dossier that isn't verified.
Okay, stop. Did you get all that? Did you? All right, here's the deal. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, along with Lindsey Graham. Yeah, I know. But on Monday, they released a memo referring the Trump dossier author Christopher Steele for a criminal investigation that revealed... Now listen carefully, that a friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton, specifically a friend of the Clintons, fed information for the Steele dossier. Now, I know this sounds redundant. I know this sounds, yawn. Okay, I understand that. But this is so critical, because right now, as we speak, this is the golden nugget. Now, the memo that was released by Grassley was heavily redacted at the request of the FBI. And yesterday, Sarah Carter held up that Grassley memorandum, the letter. We'll just call it a letter. And 95% was nothing but black, at the request of the FBI. Why? Now, people are calling for the redactions to be removed, and they will be. And when those redactions are removed, there will be a giant sucking sound across the United States. I guarantee you, where the members of the progressive left, the supporters of Hillary Clinton, at least those with any kind of intellectual honesty, will gasp in horror at what this witch of the West has done, what the Clinton crime family has done. Now, let me take a side road here for a moment, because I do want to tell, I want to share something with you. I, in this program, I'm under attack. I am under legal attack. I'm under a disinformation, disinformation campaign. My family is under attack. Because of its nature and because of what's going on, I cannot get into the details of it. But what I have read, what was handed to me yesterday, and again, I've got to be very careful here. It solidified, it verified that we too, this program is over the target, that we have been, I have been over the target on Pedogate, over the target on Pizzagate, over the target on the Clinton criminal cabal, over the target on a number of issues. The phrase "over the target" has been used by Hannity and Sarah Carter in particular with reference to the Grassley letter yesterday. The reason I'm telling you this, exposure comes at a price. I am absolutely, I'm just blown away. And if I seem to be at a loss for words, I'm struggling, number one, to contain myself out of anger, out of frustration. I am also struggling to maintain myself within the legal bounds. This information that's being released about the Clintons, let me tell you, it comes at a very high price. This is, so that side road, I'm going to come back from that side road. I wanted to be on record right now, today. I just wanted to be on record and say that it comes with a price. When you attack the criminal cabal that is the deep state, you will pay a price. Especially if you are effective, if you've got a footprint, a larger footprint, you become a bigger target. Expect it. And as I've been told, deal with it. And I will. I have, and I will. You know, I used to laugh at people that, not laugh, but kind of, you know, smirk, I suppose, at people saying, look, you know, I'm not suicidal. I've got no suicidal tendencies. Thinking, wow, you talk about, you know, being drama queens. I get it. So to join the ranks of that, let me say, I am not suicidal either. Read into that what you will. The game is changing right now, folks. The deep state, the actors, and I'm talking about some evil people, are being exposed, and if one-tenth of their crimes are made known, just one-tenth, this country, I get it now. I understand why the release of information is incremental, because it is so incomprehensible, the crimes that have been committed against the people of the United States, and for that matter, against all of the West, against every member of the planet. I understand it. And if you think I'm being overly dramatic, or if I'm not, you're going to have to just trust me on this. And if you don't, well, okay, that's your prerogative. This is not a game. This is far from a game. If it is a game, it is a hell of an expensive one. If this is a game, this is a hell of the emotional toll on one's family, on our business, is beyond description. At some point, I will lay this out for you. At some point, I will expose what I'm talking about. Because I, for one, will not be silenced. You can attempt to bankrupt me. You can threaten me. You can threaten my family. You can do whatever. But I will not be silenced. Exposure comes at a steep price. Exposing the criminal activity of this criminal cabal comes at a steep price. I'm willing to pay it. I apologize for going down that road. Okay, getting back to the... but I had to say it. So, getting back to what is really taking place right now. Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, right now, is asking for a criminal investigation. And in this document, it reveals the Steele dossier was a complete... product of Hillary and Bill Clinton, in that order. It's a heavily redacted document. Just a recap. Now, according to Breitbart, they're reporting on this. Fox News is reporting on this. According to Grassley, according to this memo, again, heavily redacted at the request of the FBI, a foreign source gave information to friends of Bill and Hillary Clinton, who then gave it to an Obama State Department official, who then gave it to Steele. Let that sink in. A foreign agent gave information to friends of Bill and Hillary Clinton, and I will add, on a personal note, with the knowledge and approval and even urging of Hillary Clinton, who then gave it to the Obama State Department official, who then gave it to Christopher Steele. Now, this from Grassley's letter, and I quote, "One memorandum by Mr. Steele that was not published by BuzzFeed is dated October 19th, 2016. The report alleges, redacted, as well as redacted, Mr. Steele's memorandum states that his company received his report from, name redacted, U.S. State Department. U.S. State Department! That the report was the second in a series, and that the report was was information that came from a foreign subsource who is in touch with, redacted, a contact of, redacted, a friend of the Clintons, who passed it to, name redacted. Now, you might have trouble kind of imagining in your head what I just said because of all the redactions, but what it's clear that this, what we are witnessing today is the exposure of a coup, a soft coup. You know, coup, when we use that word, it often gets misused. This is a bloodless coup. I shouldn't say a soft coup. A bloodless coup so far by the deep state, by Hillary Clinton, in order to take to really take power of the United States by shredding the Constitution, by using deep state operatives, by using foreign assets, by using Russian assets herself, because this is what the left does. This is what the progressives do. Understand what I am saying to you. Please, and I'm not lecturing you, please. Understand this. It's so important because right now there are websites, there are blogs that are taking me to task saying that, oh, the Alinsky tactics, it's a book from 50 years ago. Get a life. It's not happening today. You're an idiot. You're a fool. And these are being parroted in major publications to discredit me, but moreover, to discredit the exposure. These are Alinsky tactics of projecting onto your enemy what you are doing yourself. All this Russian nonsense, they, the progressives, were in bed with the foreign subsources. It's right here. Here's the evidence. It's right here. It's troubling enough that the Clinton campaign funded Mr. Steele's work. But these Clinton associates were contemporaneously feeding Steele's allegations. Let me read this from Breitbart. It is troubling enough that the Clinton campaign funded Mr. Steele's work. But these Clinton associates were contemporaneously feeding Mr. Steele's allegations. It raises additional concerns about his credibility, Grassley said in his letter. Now, the Washington Examiner, Byron York, noted in his report that that Clinton associate, remember this name, Cody Shearer, was in contact with Steele about the entirety of the anti-Donald Trump research, and that the Obama State Department official, Jonathan Winner, that's W-I-N-E-R, Jonathan Winner, was a connection between Steele and the State Department during the 2016 campaign. The Justice Department and the FBI requested heavy redactions from the Grassley letter, making it very difficult for anyone looking at this to even know what it was, what it is. This is the FBI. The senator said in the statement accompanying their memo that it had quotes from the FISA warrant application used to surveil Carter Page. And remember, look, Carter Page was put under surveillance after he had Donald Trump had broken ties with him. It doesn't. Do you hear? I know you hear what I'm saying. And I apologize if it sounds like I'm talking down. I don't mean to. Carter Page was not part of the Trump campaign when he was placed under Title I surveillance. Anyway, let me just state this again. The senators said in a statement, I'm talking about Grassley and Graham. Yes, I know, Graham. Okay, yes, I know. But Grassley is the lead person here. The senator said in a statement accompanying their letter that it had quotes from the FISA warrant application. It had quotes from that application that was used to put Carter Page under surveillance. That Title I FISA warrant application. It had excerpts from that FISA warrant application. Specifically what Steele had told the FBI about his contacts with the media. Now, what I'm saying here is this. Members of the media, specific members of the media, are bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton. And you might say, well, no, you know what, Doug, right? No kidding. This proves it. It's one thing to say it. It's another to prove it. This proves it. Well, think about the implications of this. Conversationally now. Think about this. Can you imagine during the 2016 campaign finding out, and I'm using this as an example only, okay? I'm not making any accusations here. Listen carefully to those who are copying this and transcribing this for future legal use. I'm talking to you. Or to publish it on your blog to be picked up by a major publication. I'm talking to you. This is being used as an example. Imagine during the 2016 campaign that you find out, for example, that Jake Tapper is being paid by the Clinton campaign, by Hillary Clinton herself. Just imagine that. What would you think? Or imagine, and again, examples. Imagine that Anderson Cooper or Chris Matthews or Rachel Maddow were receiving, were being compensated from the Clinton campaign. Just imagine that as an example. What would you think? This is third world stuff. This is Banana Republic stuff. Now, Grassley and Graham on January 4th referred Steele for a criminal investigation for lying to federal authorities, but they were not able to release their memo explaining why they were doing so until the Justice Department and the FBI reviewed it. Protocol here. The memo explained that their referral was based on Steele's statement in British court about the distribution of his research conflicting with things that he told the Justice Department. In other words, the lies. Okay, now. Full stop here, because getting here shortly in this episode, members of the House Intelligence Committee were threatened. Hear me clear, were threatened by Rod Rosenstein. Last month, they were threatened. You've got senators and members of the House. Well, specifically the latter. Members of the House of Representatives being threatened by the Department of Justice. What in the hell is going on in this country? I get it. Believe me, if that's what they're... Please hear me. If that's what they're doing to House members, just understand what they're doing to me and what they can do to you. I don't want to make this, this is not about me, this is about the truth. But again, when you start, when you're over the target, you take incoming. Expect it. In the bigger presence you have, the worse the enemy fire is. Expect it. Embrace it. This is history. There's no way I can understate what's taking place today. And underlying all of this, which you won't hear, even on Fox News, even on with Sean Hannity, what you won't hear, at least not right now, is the connections to the murder of Seth Rich, is the connections of Pedogate and Pizzagate. Oh, Lordy, you won't hear about that. You won't hear about that. You can't hear about that. But they're there. The satanic, you know, for those people who don't believe in for non-believers, okay, I fully understand. I for those people who don't want to go there, for those people who say, man, Doug, you don't have to go there. You've got enough without that. Look, understanding what is taking place, it's bigger than politics. It's about power, yes, but where does this power come from? The underlying power, the evil, the darkness, the trade, the human trafficking currency, the children, humans being trafficked, the spirit cooking, the absolute debauchery that we are witnessing. This is the Bohemian Grove actions. You might think, oh, come on. This is what it's all about in terms of power. This is why, and I pause, not for effect, but I pause because this is absolutely so mind-blowing what we're witnessing today. We're seeing just that tip of the proverbial tip of the iceberg. But what lies underneath, what exists underneath, is something so horrific, something so unimaginable, that the evil nature of what is taking place, I would say the vast majority of people would not even believe it. And therefore would discount your entire narrative, would discount your entire disclosure of information. This is why the incremental disclosure of the criminal activity. I understand this now. All right. It seems like I kind of veered off there, and I do that often. I get emails about it, but hey, what we're talking about is historic. Now, who are we talking about? You just heard about the Grassley memo, the Grassley letter, the heavily redacted. Let's throw some names into the mix. We must. You heard me mention Cody Shearer. You heard me mention Jonathan Winner. And of course, the names Christopher Steele and such. Let's turn again to Sarah Carter from last night when asked by Sean Hannity about, hey, we're going to name names. And she does. Go to clip two, please.
So if Hillary's people, and we know who they are, Sarah, you know who they are, and I know who they are you going to mention them tonight?
Yes, I think we should. I mean, there's already been reports out there. It's Cody Shearer, and he was a former journalist, and he was a very close ally of the Clintons. He worked with then-President Bill Clinton in his administration. There's also Sidney Blumenthal.
Sid Vicious is back. Shocking.
Shocking. I remember I wrote about that several weeks ago in a report that I filed. So there are a lot of connections here and a lot of questions that need to be answered. There's right. also another name, Jonathan Winner, who is the special envoy for Libya at the State Department. And that's very interesting because Christopher Steele was a foreign asset. I mean, they used him.
Okay, I stopped that there. We stopped that there because Sean Hannity goes off into another subject, but there are the names. I already mentioned those names, but you're hearing it from Sarah Carter, and you're now the circle is widening. All right, the circle of those involved is becoming larger. But what we are seeing through the disclosure of these names, and remember this because this will happen, you will see the Hillary Clinton, as well as the John Kerry State Department, brought in to this criminal conspiracy. The State Department, remember back in the 1950s, please understand history. And if I don't get paid for saying this, there's a book out by Diana West called American Betrayal. And of course, always Stanton Friedman's book, Blacklisted by History. I almost forgot the name. I mean, it's never more than 10 feet away from me at all times, basically, in terms of research. But Blacklisted by History and American Betrayal, that really goes off and tells, really documents the infiltration of communists into our U.S. Department of State. It was true back in the 1950s, and it's even more true in the 2000s. It was even more true under Hillary Clinton, under Obama. Remember, Obama was selected for that position of president, and of course Hillary Clinton as Department of State. This was no accident. The communist factor here. The communist infiltration of our government. And communism is that tool, or is the method, is the road to this subjugation of our nation to a globalist power structure. Okay? So understanding that is key, is critical. So what we're seeing now being exposed by the House and now by the Senate is the systematic corruption, the systematic attempted takedown of our nation, and it's historic, to say the least. Now, do you remember last night? If you had a chance to listen to Peter Baryshnikov on our program last night, I just kind of want to make this connection and play one final audio segment here, but I want to make this connection to something that Peter Baryshnikov said last night, because it's a common thread here. Remember what Peter Baryshnikov said about Sean Hannity, that there's a campaign against Mr. Hannity, Sean Hannity, and it's getting worse, and people are attempting to take Sean Hannity down, of course, because of his exposure to what is taking place. Now, just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. It's important. It's relevant. All right. So just keep that in the back of your mind, because you're going to be seeing some things over the next several weeks, I believe, and into the spring, into the summer, which are going to be very telling about the deep state blowback against the truth tellers in the media, including Sean Hannity. So keep that in the back of your mind. Now, this next and final audio segment essentially summarizes, Sean Hannity essentially summarizes everything I've said to this point with respect to the Grassley letter, the Grassley memorandum, the Senate memorandum. And I want to play this just to kind of button up this part of this episode, because I think he does a very, very nice job in really summarizing everything that I've said. This was more or less his opening statement after his monologue about what is taking place. And it's a nice summary to exactly what I've said. Go ahead and roll the final clip, Sean Hannity. That would be Clip A.
There is a second memo exposing deep state corruption. Now, Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham have released a heavily redacted yet very revealing copy of their criminal referral against Christopher Steele. Now, these revelations are beyond stunning and continue to prove the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration were working together to target the Trump campaign. Here are the findings from this new memo. This is just released today, not the old memo on Friday. We got to keep up here. Now, Senators Grassley and Graham write this, that while working on a second dossier, Steele was being fed information from the Obama State Department and from Clinton allies. The memo then reads and goes on, quote, one memorandum by Mr. Steele that was not published by BuzzFeed is dated October 19, 2016. The report alleges, redacted, as well as redacted, Mr. Steele's memorandum states that his company received this report from redacted U.S. State Department, and that the report was the second in a series, and that the report was information that came from a foreign subsource who is in touch with a contact of redacted, a friend of the Clintons who passed it to redacted. And it's troubling enough that the Clinton campaign funded Mr. Steele's work, but that these Clinton associates were contemporaneously feeding Mr. Steele's allegations, it raises huge additional concerns about his credibility.
Okay, that buttons up pretty much. That summarizes what I've been saying, at least in the first part of the program. Now, let's take a step backwards here. Not backwards in content, not backwards, but backwards in time. Let's look at a wider angle view of things. Because what we have been saying is absolutely true. What are we looking at in total here when we talk about what we're talking about? It's interesting. Washington Times last week published an article that referenced an article in the True Pundit from September of 2017 that, in retrospect, and looking at, back at this with 2020 vision, is absolutely incredible in my view, incredibly accurate, that is to say. And the article from True Pundit is this, and this is what I've been saying as well. The title is Exclusive. Six U.S. agencies conspired to illegally wiretap Trump. British intel used as NSA front to spy on campaign. Now, the important thing here, I guess I can go to the Washington Times article for context and then go to the original September 2017 article from True Pundit for the grist. Now, here it is. Looking at this from a view from cruising altitude, from the Washington Times last week, in fact, this was on February 1st, 2018. How prescient is this, by the way? And this is a setup to the True Pundit, which is actually the sum total of what we're talking about. But the Washington Times article last week, James Lyons, writing an op-ed, said that there's no question that on November 8th, 2016, we had a political revolution in America. However, that election was for more than the presidency. How true is that? Now, I'm opining as well. It was for the soul of America and the rights and freedoms embedded in our Constitution. Make no mistake, our Constitution is under attack every day, not only by the deep state, the mainstream media, which I call, of course, the mockingbird media, and the Muslim Brotherhood, but also by former, and I use this term loosely, President Barack Obama and his leftist holdovers embedded throughout the federal bureaucracy. That one paragraph right there says a lot. Now, why such a set of seemingly disparate groups would join together is an intriguing question. Clearly, one reason is to destroy Donald J. Trump and prevent his presidential effort to restore America's greatness. But it goes much deeper. It is part of Obama's goal to fundamentally change America, and they almost succeeded. But folks, I'm here to tell you, now this is me talking, not the article. They're not done trying. They're still trying. They're still working at this. Now, this is back before the memo was released now, it writes Lyons, while the four-page top-secret memorandum of the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes has not been released, think back now, from commentary by his colleagues and the media, we have heard an unbelievable plot not only to exonerate one presidential candidate, that being Hillary Clinton, but to destroy the opposition candidate, Donald Trump, and his presidency. Let me make one correction there. And the presidency, because the goal all along has been to destroy this nation and destroy each and every one of us. Now, continuing, while the discredited FBI lead counterintelligence agent Batman, in my view, that's me talking, Peter Strzok and his mistress FBI lawyer Lisa Page discussed forming a secret society, which they now claim was a joke. There is a September 20th, 2017 article in True Pundit which describes how six U.S. intelligence agencies formed a stealth task force headed by CIA Director John Brennan to run the unauthorized surveillance on Donald Trump associates and possibly against Donald Trump himself. Yes, it has been proven to be true. Now, I'll continue with this Washington Times piece because there are some salient points here, even though it predates the release of the memo. Now, according to the article, writes Lyons, after being denied two FISA court warrant applications, this group used British spy element headed by Robert Hannigan, remember the names, embedded at NSA, Fort George, Meade, Maryland. Why this UK spy element? Remember Robert Hannigan, remember that name? The British spy element headed by Robert Hannigan, embedded at the NSA. We have spies on inside our NSA. Why this UK spy element? Because they were not constrained by needing a FISA warrant to wiretap Americans. It's believed this activity commenced in November of 2015, well before the compilation of the Trump dossier. This strikes at the heart of everything I've been saying, and everything that you know to be true, and everything that is true. This is bigger than you can even imagine. But continuing with Lyons and the Washington Times piece, the next step in this plan was a meeting set up by the Department of Justice and the FBI in Trump Tower among Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., son-in-law Jared Kushner, and a Russian female lawyer named Natalia Veselnitskaya. I've talked about this. Remember me saying this was a sting operation. It was set up by, our own intelligence agencies and apparatus headed by John Brennan. Now we are talking. You heard the first part of the program. Obviously, now we're going deeper. You needed the first to get to the depth that we're going to. All right, so this was a sting operation in Trump Tower. Now, this Veselnitskaya, she should have been known as a high security risk given that she was earlier banned from entering either the United States or the UK. Think about that. But you've got Obama giving her, you've got Attorney General Loretta Lynch arranging to have a visa granted to her for the June 26 meeting in Trump Tower. Loretta Lynch was part and parcel to the sting operation against Donald Trump. Let me say that one more time. Loretta Lynch arranged to have a visa granted to Natalia Veselnitskaya, someone who was banned from entering the United States as well as the UK. But you've got Loretta Lynch giving her a visa specifically for the sting operation. Now, after the sham meeting, the British spy agency, acting as an intelligent front for the NSA, could then plausibly justify wiretapping Trump associates because the Russian lawyer was a known security risk. The real question is, how much information gained from these tainted wiretaps is Mueller using in his probe that we're seeing play out today? Folks, as stated by Mr. Lyons in this Washington Times piece, this was a sting operation. This entire setup has all the earmarks of a Russian KGB operation. According to Lyons, the discredited Trump dossier also shows telltale marks of a Marxist thread running through it. I'm not hearing this elsewhere. The Clinton campaign, the DNC, and Fusion GPS all combined with a former MI6 UK spy, Christopher Steele, to produce this fake piece of crap. Then, writes Lyons in the Washington Times, oh, how good is this? Then there's this interesting case of Nellie Orr, the wife of the fourth-ranking Department of Justice official Bruce Orr. These people, in my personal opinion, ought to be taken into the town square, put in locks, or tarred and feathered, or worse. Nellie Orr, the wife of the fourth-ranking Department of Justice official Bruce Ohr and a leading Russian expert at Fusion GPS. It should be noted that Bruce Ohr met off-site with Steele. This is number four at the Department of Justice, under Lynch. For crying out loud, he meets with Steele off-site. Lynch granting Veselnitskaya a visa for a sting operation against an opposing candidate. Do you see the insanity. Do you see this Marxist plot? And continuing, Lyons says, you can't overlook the Uranium One deal, which gave Putin control of 20% of our uranium deposits. It was a pure RICO operation. The FBI had all of the information it needed about the extortion and kickbacks involved in that operation to bring indictment charges in 2010, but that it was not going to be allowed to happen. It would have killed the Uranium One deal, and the Clinton Foundation would have been out $145 million. But you know who looked the other way? Robert Mueller. With Robert Mueller as the FBI director. And Obama's U.S. Attorney for Maryland, Rod Rosenstein, they looked the other way. The investigation, they did nothing. They did nothing. In fact, they did worse than nothing. This corruption, the subversion at the highest levels of our government agencies, it's necessary for it to be exposed. That is the Lyons piece from the Washington Times. But what of this? What of this specifically, this True Pundit article of the six intelligence agencies conspiring to illegally wiretap our president to conspire and take down our country, our nation? From the beginning, it was a setup to find anything, any disparaging information on President Donald Trump. Campaign insiders, anyone associated with him, and to topple his presidential aspirations in the beginning. Now it's to topple him right now, to remove him from office. Please don't forget, this is an ongoing operation of a war. Before and after the 2016 election. And while this operation had many moving parts and alternating players, the mission to unseat Donald Trump never changed, and it remains ongoing. Look, Paul Manafort was wiretapped. Carter Page was wiretapped. Donald Trump Jr. was wiretapped. Jared Kushner was wiretapped. General Michael Flynn was wiretapped. And you can bet there are many others. And none of it was legal. None of it was constitutional. All of it lies at the feet of Obama and Clinton. Six U.S. agencies. We now can say this. It's confirmed. Confirming the True Pundit article of 2017. Six intelligence agencies created a stealth task force, the head of which was John Brennan, to run domestic surveillance on Trump. To feign ignorance and to seemingly operate within the U.S. laws, the agencies freelance the wiretapping of Donald Trump, his associates, to the British spy agency GCHQ. The decision to insert GCHQ as a backdoor to eavesdrop was sparked by the denial of two FISA court warrants filed by the FBI. Look, we know that the FBI warrant exists. You heard the first part of the program about the FISA warrant, the wiretapping. You heard that. But what is not being said is the back door, is the GCHQ, is the farming out of the intelligence activities, spying domestically by foreign agents. It would be like, well, I don't have to make any analogies. Brennan, with the knowledge, I certainly believe, and I think it can be proven, of Obama, of all of the other DNI, or the intelligence agencies, or at least a half a dozen, subcontracted out the surveillance operation to British intelligence and to other intelligence agencies. Why? I'll have to circumvent the surveillance laws here in the United States. So to wrap up today, this program, this episode today, understand this. Number one, the war is still being waged. The attempt to remove Donald Trump from office is still taking place. Number two, you heard at the beginning of the program, the FISA wiretapping, illegal as it was done by the domestic FBI and Department of Justice, by the principals and partners therein. Number three, the back door. This is not talked about, but it's equally important, and this is why I'm kind of ending this show on this note. You have got the subcontracting out of surveillance of a political opposition, and I might add, just as importantly, those in support of Donald Trump. Listen carefully to what I'm saying, please. Those in support of Donald Trump, or more precisely, those in support of our constitutional republic, our nation, to spy, to run opposition research. Please understand, read between the lines here, listen between the lines, to make things up in order to discredit and to take down not just our president. It's bigger than that. It's to take down our country. And anyone standing in the way, anyone daring to expose the evil machinations of what's going on. That includes what's not being mentioned, what's not being talked about. And one more time, allow me to list or to name that. The Pedogate human trafficking. The murder of Seth Rich. The Pakistani, which I didn't mention earlier, but I'll mention now, the Pakistani spy ring in Congress, which goes to the Muslim Brotherhood component referenced in the Washington Times. This disparate group of actors, perpetrators, working in conjunction with one another. It's bigger than attempting to take down Donald Trump. It's much bigger than that. But that's the first objective. It's bigger than, it was bigger than keeping him out of the presidency. That failed. Now it's to take him down, but it's even bigger. It's to destroy our constitutional republic. The blowback is just beginning. We are in the fight of our lives. We will be in the fight of our lives until we win. You may ask, why haven't people been perp walked out? Because the deep state is so entrenched. Look, when you've got Senator Grassley having his letter redacted 95%, going back to the beginning of the program, no one can see what they're doing. It's all being done in secrecy, even in the face of the people we have elected to represent us. They have given the proverbial middle finger to Congress. In closing, I will submit to you that this will not be allowed to stand. While we are seeing the blowback, we are seeing people such as Grassley over the target, as I opened the show with. But the exposure is much greater. What is going to be coming in the next days and the weeks and the months ahead? Buckle up, because that we are witnessing history. The evildoers will be exposed, and yes, justice will prevail. The question is, will it prevail in time? I'm Doug Hagman. Thanks for sharing. Share this program with, if you like what you heard, share this with others. Post on social media, the Doug Hagman Radio Show. Follow me on Twitter. And of course, join us tonight for Hagman Report.
The Doug Hagmann Radio Show is brought to you by The Hagmann Report. Tune in to The Hagmann Report weekdays, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to HagmannReport.com. That's HagmannReport.com.